Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Aaron Dykes. Today is Friday, January 18th, 2013. Our liberties are on the line.
Tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News, the DOJ's latest snitch campaign has Big Sis asking you to tattle on gun owners. Then, epic win. The TSA is to pull their X-ray scanners. And Eric Holder pumps the brakes on releasing Fast and Furious documents. All that, and Sheriff Mack says hell no to gun control.
This is the most critical time. We are the generation right now deciding if we're going to go along with a communist agenda that's going on in Washington, D.C. right now, or if we're going to maintain and preserve our constitutional republic.
Coming up on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the heels of President Obama's 23 executive orders taking on firearms in this country, on the heels of this all-out campaign to demonize guns and disarm Americans, comes a drill which characterizes, quote, disgruntled Second Amendment advocates as terrorists. Unfortunately, this is nothing new. We've already seen Homeland Security repeatedly profile constitution-loving, law-abiding citizens as potential terrorists, as domestic extremists, as lone wolves. But now there's a new safety exercise in Ohio, Portsmouth, Ohio, involving police, National Guard, and other first responders, which is based around a plot to use weapons of mass destruction to terrorize a local community after two school employees are upset about the interpretation by the government of the Second Amendment. How outrageous is this? The scenario itself is, of course, completely unlikely. The only weapons of mass destruction are in the hands of the government itself. But the conditioning, the message of the drill is what is important because it sets the mindset that Second Amendment lovers, that defenders of freedom, people who cite the Constitution are potentially violent, are the enemy. And then if any incident does occur, it prepares those authorities, the ones actually involved in the drill and the others learning from that information. It conditions them to see those people as the enemy. And again, if there is any false flag, which the administration would clearly benefit from. Rahm Emanuel said, never let a good crisis go to waste. If there are any false flags, if any destruction is caused, they will use this drill and the rest of their pattern to demonize defenders of the Second Amendment and try to blame them for the event. Whether or not it sells is up to the American public, but it's a very dangerous trend. And just to remind you, Alex Jones went to urban warfare drills back in the 1990s. They've depicted homeschoolers as being attackers and role players in shoot 'em up drills at schools. One happened in Muskegon Area Intermediate School District back in 2004. As of 2009, Homeland Security was training Ranger Scouts to go and disarm disgruntled veterans, returning veterans who had gone bad, they say, according to these scenarios. And of course, there's the MIAC report that came out of Missouri and the accompanying Homeland Security report, which demonizes as terrorists, as potential domestic extremists, everyone from Ron Paul supporters, third-party political platformers, people waving U.S. flags, those who cite the Constitution, and all kinds of other so-called hate groups as the terrorists. They say the fight's no longer against Al-Qaeda. After all, that is our ally in Libya, in Syria. The enemy is the American people, and why? You've got to ask yourself why. I know the answer why, because Homeland Security was set up in the wake of 2001. Of course, it existed before that, but I mean set up to be empowered on the heels of the Patriot Act, on the heels of the anti-terrorism fervor to occupy this country, to destroy its Bill of Rights and Constitution, and to take over at the federal and international level. It's disgusting. And the only pretense of legitimate authority they have is under emergency powers to suspend the Constitution in the event of a crisis and implement martial law. And they are acting all along as if the Constitution itself is already suspended so that they can do their takeover. And there's been emergency rule powers in this country since at least the 1930s, and they continue to use it. illegitimately against the Constitution, and we have to continue to say no. That's why states' rights and individual rights are in place. You can tell I'm angry about this report because it does not stand alone. It is not just the drill. There is also the West Point think tank, which has cited the far right as the next dangerous extremists. It's no longer Al-Qaeda or the terrorist networks based in the Middle East, they say. They've issued a new paper warning that in America, far-right groups such as the Anti-Federalist Movement, which supports civil activism, individual freedoms, and self-government, are the problem. The Combating Terrorism Center at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point has issued the report titled Challengers from the Sidelines, Understanding America's Violent Far-Right, and they go on to lump in constitutionalists, anti-federalists, fundamentalist movements, states' rights movements with racist white supremacists, which are as rare as leprechauns. Very few people you're going to meet in society who have any voice at all are actual white supremacists or racists, but they are desperate to lump anyone who's for the Constitution and against that centralized takeover authority. They're in love with the idea of demonizing them as racist, and they'll seize upon any opportunity they can. The report goes on to detail how, while far-right groups' ideology is designed to exclude minorities and foreigners, the liberal democratic system is designed to emphasize civil rights, minority rights, and the balance of power. And what is this think tank all about? It's about brainwashing our servicemen, our military men, the police and law enforcement officers in this country, and other so-called authorities to believe that the people are the enemy and that the authority is some centralized government dictating orders. It is all backwards. Those are all the reasons this country was founded on individual liberty, to push back against tyranny and to create a buffer of separations of power so we could have some kind of freedom. And individual rights enshrined in the Bill of Constitution grant minorities rights. They extend rights as broadly as possible. And the horrible past of slavery and racism has hopefully been dissolved and excluded. And when you give people those rights, that's the basis to go forward to a new and better society. The Bill of Rights is what we need to stand on and launch from. It's not what we need to let be demonized and done away with in the name of stopping terrorism. It's so ridiculous. Makes me so angry. Alex has more on the DHS latest episode of demonizing constitutionalists and other Americans, gun owners, as the terrorists. Here's that video right now.
Alex Jones here with the most important Second Amendment information I've ever covered. For those of you that regularly listen, you know in the last decade, I have warned that Homeland Security was really set up to confiscate guns from the American people and to set up a Stasi police force against libertarians, conservatives, gun owners, returning veterans. I said this even before Homeland Security documents got leaked to us. You remember 3.5 years ago stating, yes, veterans, gun owners, conservatives are what Homeland Security really was set up for. Now, Janet Napolitano has come out. The article is at Infowars.com, and they're saying we're going to use the See Something, Say Something snitch program that they say is for Al-Qaeda and NDAA and all this garbage on the American people. And what they're announcing with the 23-point executive order and all the rest of it is an all-out total mobilization against the Second Amendment. Now, I've been telling you this for years. Bob Schaefer went on CBS 2 mornings ago and said, our presidents defeated Hitler, we defeated this and that, we can defeat the gun owners. This is all out, and they intend to persecute us. This is a civil rights issue. We've got to get on the offensive or it's all over. We've got to point out they made the schools victim disarmament zones. They advertised them as shooting zones. These people are shameless, ladies and gentlemen, and this is an emergency situation. Go to Infowars.com, get the articles. There are Democrats all over the country calling to just confiscate everything now. Now they're saying just take handguns, period. Now they're saying take rifles, period. They know things are collapsing. Homeland Security is meant to take us into receivership. I knew this over a decade ago because I would go to urban warfare drills, and I would see the military trying to take on the American people. And then I talked to sources inside government and said, yeah, our main focus is veterans and gun owners. And, I mean, even 15, 16 years ago, I talked to multiple ROTC commanders in colleges in San Antonio, also in Michigan, other areas. They said, all we train to do is take on gun owners and militias. And you've got 4 different TV shows coming out, like I Hate Paul Revere and Founding Fathers, where they make the founders look bad. They have other shows where they're demonizing American gun owners like Founding Fathers, where we're the terrorists. This is a total program. You can see the full rollout in shows in development in the last year ahead of this demonization program. They admit the White House and Department of Defense coordinates with the different members of the media at a national level to put out this propaganda to, quote, brainwash people, as the Attorney General famously said about guns. This is the labeling of real Americans that understand the globalist takeover as the terrorist. And they're trying to convert the entire Homeland Security system over to us. Now they tell us Al-Qaeda's good. You know, now they tell us they're doing a great job in Syria and Libya. They're saying, no, now Homeland Security is for you. You, the gun owner. Folks, if you put up with this, it's all over. You better make the mainline conservative talk show host get on this. You better get aggressive with your people in Congress, because the globalists mean business. We'll cover it more today on the radio with Mike Adams and Paul Joseph Watson, InfoWars.com. I'm Alex Jones. You have been warned.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we've seen people stand up in the countryside, in the parts of real America, and say they will not go along with the infringement of the Second Amendment. We've seen oath keepers, we've seen police chiefs, we've seen sheriffs, we've seen state lawmakers, and now Missouri state reps are introducing legislation to also protect the Second Amendment. They joined states like Wyoming and others to just send that signal that we're not going to infringe, and that the states are not the obedient to the federal government. They have their own sovereignty. So do local districts. That's what our country is. It's encouraging to see that in the news there. And we'll see if any of these laws, if any of these bills become law. But it's already law. The Second Amendment is already guaranteed and enshrined. It's merely identified in the Bill of Rights. We're going to get into that in detail on the other side of the break with Sheriff Richard Mack, who's been on the issue for virtually his whole career. But meanwhile, David Ortiz went to talk to the people on the streets to find out if they know what their Second Amendment right is, if they'll relinquish their arms if asked to, and if they're angry that the Obama administration has exploited the death of children to get their gun control agenda passed. Here's that report.
Here at the University of Texas, I've decided to ask some students what they think of President Obama's assault weapons ban. If the feds start confiscating assault weapons, will you turn your guns in?
Absolutely not. No chance. I completely disagree with what President Obama said the other day and his order and all that, and I will not turn any of my guns in, and there's nothing they can really do that will change my mind about that.
Well, personally, I don't have any guns on me, but if I did, I probably wouldn't. Just a matter of, protection for myself, or if I had a family, for my family.
I don't own any guns, so I don't have any to turn in.
Do you think other people should turn them in?
I do. I think that you should follow the law. And also, I'm kind of against assault weapon guns and guns in general. And I don't see that there's that much of a need for them. If everyone turns them in, then you won't need them to defend against other people with.
I don't own any assault weapons, but I am a gun owner. And my guns would be in compliance with those new laws, and so it wouldn't personally affect me. But if I did own assault weapons, I would comply with the law, because I don't think that other than the headstrong Southern attitude that I have, what's mine is mine, there's no reason to be owning assault weapons in a just personal setting.
How do you feel about President Obama bringing children on stage as he talks about gun control, yet he's killed at least 168 kids in drone attacks in Pakistan?
I think national security and domestic security are two different issues, and that security abroad is a separate issue entirely from security inside the nation.
I feel that's kind of almost hypocritical in a way.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. I think that dragging kids into it and having them listen to all this stuff, they do need to be educated, but I think they're way too young, and I think that's wrong. I don't agree with that at all.
I mean, I don't think it's fair to bring kids onto the stage as he talks about it. It's kind of unfair to make his point that way, but I think a life's a life, and it shouldn't be lost either way, so I think it needs to be on both sides. It needs to value the life of the children as much as, you know, Pakistani civilians.
Maybe he feels bad about all the kids that he has unintentionally killed, and he's trying to make up for that by saying that, you know, by bringing the kids on stage.
No one is, he's not, in the way of asking the question, that way you're making the blame go specifically on a single person on the President of the United States when it's a much more complicated and complex issue. And then in those sort of situations, you can't place the blame on one person. Yes, people have died, but people die in any sort of conflict. I don't personally agree with our presence in the Middle East, but I'm going to support our president in the sort of decisions he makes. And I think that having drones in the Middle East saves American lives. And when it comes down to it, like, American lives are what our policies are about saving.
Now, do you think it's un-American if local or state governments push back on the feds in relation to the assault weapons ban?
No, I don't think it's un-American, just because I think that within America, each state does have its right to make their own laws. And
I don't think that it's un-American. I find that states, when they have enough reason to stray away from the national government, it is their right to do that.
I guess it would be considered un-American to push the feds back, because these are the same people that we expect to protect us. We are the same people who we expect to watch our homeland security.
Okay, and lastly, can you recite the Second Amendment?
The Second Amendment. No, I cannot at this point. I forgot clearly. I know the first one, freedom of speech. Second one should be right to the press, isn't it? Right to press, or yeah, it's probably that. I should feel ashamed of myself, though, wanting to be a lawyer. Yeah.
The right to bear arms. Every citizen should have the right to bear arms.
And it mentions in there something about a militia.
I don't. I used to know it. I'm sorry.
The right to bear arms.
Okay, and it mentions something about a militia in the Second Amendment.
My bad. No, I have no idea what it is. Could you say it to me?
I cannot.
Reporting for InfoWars Nightly News, I'm David Ortiz.
Now, Big Sis is expanding her See Something, Say Something snitch program. It's not just these drills to demonize constitutionalists and gun owners as potential terrorists. It's also to create the culture that will silence the Second Amendment, make it seem spooky and maybe kind of against the law, and that if you see someone with a gun, you should go ahead and call in and report them. That's already been going on, of course, with these various tip lines, especially in schools and federal government buildings. But now it's expanding even more, a fresh approach after these executive orders. The head of Homeland Security, the Attorney General, the Justice Department, the FBI have all been tasked by Obama to piecemeal destroy the Second Amendment. And one way they're doing that is not only spreading their propaganda, but encouraging the snitch culture. And how outrageous is it that they're using Obamacare, which we were told was constitutional, even though it's blatantly unconstitutional. How outrageous is it that they're going to use Obamacare to infringe on the Second Amendment, asking doctors to spy on their patients, to ask about guns, and to profile people who maybe have mental problems so that they can be disbarred? Probably a lot of people who don't have mental problems, by the way. It's called a chilling effect. It always happens in tyranny. That's going on. It's on the heels of IRS bills to go door to door and collect firearms and get the public to really go along with the idea of voluntarily turning in their self-defense mechanisms. In furtherance of this gun control debate, an alderman has suggested requiring GPS devices on all guns. This report comes out of CBS Chicago, where Southside alderman's asking the city council for an unorthodox gun measure to allow for GPS tracking of firearms. Yes, it would be expensive, he admits, to retrofit all guns with GPS devices, but then they could track lost and stolen guns. And wouldn't that be so wonderful for the children? Of course, they're already supposedly disarmed in Chicago, which is the murder capital of the world. And of course, it's all just about control. I would like you to flash back to a 2004-2005 issue that came out. It was reported widely in the media. It's here in USA Today from the Associated Press about how they wanted smart guns implanted with microchips that would allow police officers to be the only ones who could file fire their guns, their weapons. It would require those officers to have an implanted RFID chip in their hand, what many people consider to be the mark of the beast, and it has to match up with the weapon. Not only is this creepy Big Brother surveillance technology, not only would it enable the system to disbar anyone through a digital database without due process and literally physically shut off their ability to use firearms if they got them retrofitted on the weapons, but it is also just a bad idea on the technology itself. At the time, you had law enforcement authorities decrying the fact that the scanning devices could malfunction, the officer's hand with the computer chip could be smashed during a fight, an officer could need to use a partner's gun, and on, there could be power outages, computer crashes. The technology doesn't even make sense and could actually put the police officers' lives in jeopardy. But as we all know, even though they may have for the time being pushed off RFID microchips, even though this report only supposedly deals with police officers, we know everything's incremental. GPS tracking, RFID tracking for the children, for prisoners, for the elderly. They're going to try to push for this kind of stuff with all gun owners as part of their big registration push. And we've already seen in Obama's 23 executive orders how the Attorney General is asked to survey and give a report on new gun safety technology. And while we may be waiting to see what the details of that gun safety review and investigation amounts to, I can tell you right now that proposals like GPS devices on guns or even the extreme RFID devices to create smart guns that can only be accessed by their lawful registered gun owners will be considered and are likely to show up in that report along with all the other things they've been creating. It's just part of disarming America. They could piecemeal this. Everybody sees it for what it is. It's a blatant violation of our rights under the Constitution as just living beings in this world. Even animals have self-defense. Now, the AP is reporting a big story. It was the top story on Drudge today. The TSA is going to remove the controversial X-ray scanners because of privacy concerns. Now, A, the TSA has no credibility at all. They've repeatedly lied about not continuing to pat down 12-year-old children. They've abusively patted down the elderly, people in wheelchairs, people with knee replacements, people with special issues, taunted deaf people, stolen from passengers, participated in drug smuggling rings, went on power trips screaming that they're God, impersonated officers, rushed people over on the side of the road even though they're not even on duty at these airports. We know the TSA is abusive, can't be trusted, that their political figureheads are just trying to profiteer off of this, like Michael Chertoff, who has a financial stake in the body scanners. But moreover, it is a deception once again, because while they may be removing this particular type of X-ray machine, they still have the other DNA unzipping X-ray machines, which also do not respect privacy, although they in some ways appear to do so. What about the privacy under the Fourth Amendment, where there shall be no unwarranted searches and seizures without due cause, without specific people naming the reason for the search and going on record as a witness believing that someone might be a criminal and up to something? We were never supposed to be mass searched. Checkpoints are unconstitutional, but we learned to be conditioned by them in the wake of 9/11. And look how much it's incremented. Look how much it's been ratcheted up just in a decade. They want a total control on our society. We've got to start saying no about the gun issue, about the TSA issue, all of it. They know the country's furious. They're trying to distract us with this. There's been cancer clusters at Boston Logan Airport, the first ones to get some of these body scanning machines. They've been covering it up. The whole congressional investigation into these X-ray machines was over the fact that they weren't living up to their own obligations to test the machines for radiation. They weren't calibrating them. They weren't doing anything they were supposed to, and now they want to deceive the public with a widely circulated AP report telling you they're removing them, or they're continuing the most unconstitutional parts of it, and they still have these dangerous machines in the airport. It's despicable. And further hypocrisy in this entire gun-related debate, this attempt to disarm America, this thing where politicians and other high-level celebrities and mayors and spokespersons in the media all have their bodyguards because they're wealthy elitists who run in that niche, in that clique, who are part of that gang. But they're also hypocritical because of Fast and Furious. We know they got caught. Eric Holder lied to Congress about what he knew and when, about how they shipped or walked thousands and thousands of semiotic weapons directly to the drug cartels so that they could blame the Second Amendment, show all the violence that's created, make a big stink about illegal weapons flowing south, maybe play into the hands of things like the UN Small Arms Treaty that would deal with importation and exportation across country lines. But now Holder is begging the court to stop the release of documents on Fast and Furious. The Judicial Watch has filed back in July and June last summer under Freedom of Information request for all kinds of things pertaining to Fast and Furious, particularly related to Obama's invoking executive privilege over the matter on or about June 20th. And now Eric Holder, supposedly the top lawyer in the country who's involved in this scandal, who has blood on his hands and who has previously said they wanted to brainwash Americans about guns to get them to give them up, is now fighting to keep it from being released. Tom Fitton, the president of Judicial Watch, has said it is ironic, yeah, how about hypocritical, ironic, he said, and beyond ironic that the Obama administration has initiated an anti-gun violence push as it is seeking to keep secret documents about its very own Fast and Furious gun walking scandal. That's right, the elite folks in power, they can have concealed carry, they can have armed guards, they can have bodyguards. The drug cartels, whose money's laundered on Wall Street and who receive protection, aid, and abetting by the CIA and the ATF and all those other bureaus designed to keep us safe, the DEA, they can have guns, but not the American people. They're dangerous. They might go out and shoot up a school. They can't be trusted with their rights. Bill Clinton in 1994 said that we had radical rights and we were expected to live up to them and be responsible, but now we can't be trusted, so they have to be reined in. We know what it's all about, people. It is about the Constitution, the separation of powers. That's why, of course, they're trying to demonize the anti-federalists and the constitutionalists and the gun owners. Let's turn now to just some words of wisdom from Founding Father Thomas Jefferson. It is our quote of the day. Experience hath shown that even under the best forms of government, those entrusted with power have, in time and by slow operations, perverted it into tyranny. And yes, they do it calculated. Yes, they do it incremental. Yes, it's that frog in the boiling pot of water metaphor. And they always, always try to remove checks and balances to power because those in power want more power. Power corrupts absolutely, and absolute power absolutely corrupts. It's just sick what they've done. The founders warned us. They tried to create a system. They said it's a republic with rights if you can keep it. Can you keep it, ladies and gentlemen? Let's come back on the other side with a powerful, important, relevant debate with Sheriff Richard Mack over the Second Amendment, over what the sheriffs are going to do, and why they are the constitutional answer to this encroachment, this infringement on our precious, on our sacrosanct, not to be violated Second Amendment right. Thanks for watching the InfoWars Nightly News. Stay tuned.
Up next.
This is the most critical time. We are the generation right now deciding if we're going to go along with a communist agenda that's going on in Washington, D.C. right now, or if we're going to maintain and preserve our constitutional republic.
Sheriff Mack in studio on the InfoWars Nightly News.
I really enjoy it when the globalists try to poison us, and, well, we resist them via a free market system. Hello, my fellow Info Warriors. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the ProPure family of gravity-fed filters. Now, you know that the globalists are filling our water with radioactive isotopes, fluoride, lead, mercury, arsenic. And one of the few systems that can efficiently and economically remove or reduce down to non-detectable levels these poisons are gravity-fed filters. And ProPure is the top of the line. Their filters are impregnated with silver, a natural antibiotic. On top of that, they're bigger, so they filter faster. You don't have to prime these the first time you use them. It's amazing. Go to InfoWars.com and click on the shopping cart link to see the entire family of these babies. Now, the fluoride they add to our water is so tiny that most filters can't cut it out. But ProPure has their system that will, again, reduce it to non-detectable levels, almost get all of it out of there. That's also available. And if you look at the different systems they offer, the ProPure Big Brush Finish is on a stand, so it's easier on a table or at your restaurant or wherever you have it to go up with a glass or a mug and fill it up. Then there's this big baby right here, the ProPure King Large Version. Got a lot of different options that come with it. Also, they have the ProPure Big, probably one of the best values out there. And, of course, it's burnished stainless steel. And then what I use on my RV, something that's great for your hunting cabin or the back porch, is the ProPure Traveler. Small and portable, but packs a huge punch, cleans out all that garbage. They also have glass sight spigot, so you don't have to take the top off and look in the bottom area to see how much water. You can see how fast it's filtering with this optional system. The globalists obviously are hitting us through our water. It's time to take control of our lives. It's time to not give our children and families these poisons. And these systems cut it down to non-detectable levels across the board. ProPure is the name. I only promote what I believe in. And I use ProPure in my home and my office. And I recommend that you check out the information on ProPure at InfoWars.com. We already have the lowest price at InfoWars.com on the ProPure gravity filter system. But when you add in the 10% off when InfoWarriors use the product code WATER at InfoWars.com, nobody can top it. So again, it's a win-win-win. Stop drinking the poison water. Checkmate the globalists when it comes to your health, and support InfoWars.com and the work we're doing here. You know, many revolutionaries rob banks and things and kidnap people for funds. We promote in the free market the products we use that are about preparedness. That's how we fund this revolution against the New World Order in our move to restore our constitutional republic and a spirit of 1776 worldwide. Check it out at InfoWars.com. ProPure, top of the line, number one, most powerful and effective and economical gravity-fed water system in the world. ProPure, available, discounted at InfoWars.com. Don't forget product code WATER to save 10%. It's the latest generation, years in development. ProPure is the name.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Back from break on the InfoWars Nightly News, and ladies and gentlemen, this is an exciting time to be alive. As Dickens wrote, it's the best of times, it's the worst of times, and it's very clear the Obama administration is following in the footsteps of Clinton, trying to achieve a total gun disarmament. They're going to piecemeal it, come at it from 1,000 different strokes of the pen, of any laws they can get passed, but it's overall totally unconstitutional, and there are a number of people in this country who recognize that and are trying to uphold and keep their oath to the Constitution and say no to that intrusion, that infringement on our sacred and protected Second Amendment right. One of the leaders for decades on that issue is Sheriff Richard Mack. We've had him in studio many times before, but he joins us again, and it's such a great time to see him. Thanks for coming in, Sheriff.
Thanks a lot for having me. You're right. It is the best of times and the worst of times, and it's such a huge opportunity for the American people to stand and be counted and stop what this tyrant in Washington, D.C. is doing by the name of Obama, or I don't know his name. Do we all know his name?
Oh, I don't think we've had the proper background checks.
I don't know,
yeah.
Barry Sotero. Anyway, he's the first president that I think we've ever had, or first person that we've ever had assume the White House who had an alias, an AKA. And boy, he just keeps acting like a criminal, and he is so lawless. And I'm amazed that some people say, well, like this female sheriff from Oregon who says, we don't get to pick and choose. Well, then tell Barack Obama that he doesn't get to pick and choose which laws. He has to go by the Bill of Rights. It's the supreme law. And then he doesn't abide by the oath of office that he's taken. He doesn't abide by the Constitution. He does not follow the Bill of Rights. He does not respect the Second Amendment. And we're supposed to support him? An actual county sheriff say we're supposed to go along with that? And she criticizes other sheriffs who are telling Obama and Biden, no, you're not going to do that in my county. That's what we're supposed to do. And yes, we've been doing this for decades, and it's very gratifying to see the sheriffs that are standing against this in the country. They're good men. There's some women, I believe, that are also going to do this. There's only about 13 female sheriffs in the country, but I believe that they're going to take a strong stand with us on this. But regardless of what sheriffs are and are not, we have dozens of sheriffs doing this every day. We're getting more and more sheriffs on board. They're calling us at CSPOA at our offices, and we're just inundated with calls, people wanting to support these sheriffs, people wanting their sheriffs to do it. Oh, please call my sheriff and get him on board. No, you've got to call your sheriff and get him on board. This is up to you. This is why it's such a grassroots movement to get everybody on board on this.
And this has been your main movement for so long. I want to make sure any new viewers, anyone who's not been paying attention is caught up to speed on this. Okay. First of all, Obama, Feinstein, you name it, were pursuing gun control long before Sandy Hook. It's on record. Yes. Everybody sees right through that hoax, but they're on the backs of this tragedy trying to tell us that our rights, our Constitution have to be given up because of a single incident, because of these tragedies, because bad people do bad things. Right. When so many other people obey the law and have guns for the right reasons. Right. Then as a response to that, though, as a response to this clear encroachment on our rights, we've seen sheriffs, police chiefs standing up and saying they will not infringe on the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
And it started, the first issue I saw was Police Chief Mark Kessler. He's from a very small town in Pennsylvania called Gilberton, and he introduced the Second Amendment protection ordinance. We have a clip from that right now.
Well, Dave, the ordinance slash resolution is to recognize the Second Amendment and the Constitution of the United States and the Section 21 of the Pennsylvania Constitution, which states the right to keep and bear arms shall not be questioned. Basically, what I'm trying to do is have our council in the borough of Gilberton recognize the Second Amendment and that they're going to stand behind me and stand behind the citizens of the United States and the Second Amendment, and that they're not going to infringe on the Second Amendment regarding any state, local, or federal laws, rules, or regulations that may or may not come down from the elites in Washington, I guess you could call them.
Now, what prompted you to do this?
Everything that's going on right now in Washington with all of the bureaucrats that are making such a mess and causing such a hornet's stir over what one man's act of evil up in Connecticut to those poor innocent children, and they're labeling everybody law-abiding gun owners as criminals now, and I felt I needed to do something to make a stand and let it be known that this is not going to go over very well with me. I hope I can speak with more. I hope I can speak for the majority of law enforcement officials out there. They should stand behind the Constitution, and they should stand behind the Second Amendment, and the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And I don't understand what part of that these politicians in Washington don't get.
And that, of course, is Police Chief Mark Kessler. And it's so exciting. But we were talking about how police chiefs, it's good. They need to stand up. They need to recognize that our oath is to the Constitution. Correct. And he's definitely an oath keeper. But then we started hearing from sheriffs. And just in a nutshell, explain why that is so important.
Well, it's important because it's the constitutional American Republic that we live in. And Jefferson and Madison both expressed in their resolutions, the Kentucky and Virginia resolutions, that local officials are actually duty-bound to interpose their power to prevent their citizens and their constituents from being victimized by the federal government. That was way back in the 1770s that our two founding fathers, our two most expert constitutional scholars, warned us that we would have to do this against the federal government. And now we have the president. Sheriff Simpson from Oregon, who's criticizing other sheriffs and chiefs for doing this, let me guess, could you perhaps maybe be a liberal Democrat? Let's see, is that why you're supporting Barack Obama on this? It is Barack Obama who is not following the law. We are challenging him, and we're protecting local citizens. And for anybody to say it's okay for us to pretend what Barack Obama is doing is okay. It's okay for us to exploit a horrible tragedy of murder and mayhem so that we can promote a communist agenda to take guns away from law-abiding citizens. That is absolutely shameless, and it's wrong, and we now have sheriffs doing the right thing. And this is exactly what a constitutional republic was meant to be. We side with the Bill of Rights, we side with liberty, and we side with the people. Sheriff Simpson, who are you siding with?
And he's talking about this article that came out today. The headline is Benton Sheriff Won't Join Protests Against New Gun Measures. And it's Benton County's Diana Simpson. And for all these constitutional sheriffs standing up and saying, no, we're going to keep our oath. We're not going to be mothered by the feds. Right. You've got one or two sheriffs trying to poison the well. Yeah. But it's not going to stop them because we're reaching a critical point. This is the path that you've paved, as other sheriffs have pointed out to you. And I've noticed here on this show, we've talked about it many times.
Yes.
And then last week we had Sheriff Denny Payton from Jackson County, Kentucky, stand up and say just that. A, he's not going to take the guns. B, he has a right to kick the feds out. He has the right to kick the state officials out. And if they do anything to violate the Second Amendment, that's not going to fly. Let's roll the first of those clips right now.
You're never going to pull a gun from Jackson County. I can't get there quick enough to help those people. My best help to them is to let them keep their firearm. I can't do it for the other counties. I can't stand up for them. But I can't stand up for my people. And, you know, I was one of the first people to say, I think they need armed school teachers. Not all of them, but they need. There's somebody that needs to have a weapon there. If Obama passes this, it doesn't matter what he passes. The sheriff has more power than the federal people. They need to go back and study that. We're a commonwealth. I can ask the federal people to leave. They have to leave.
How many times have I said that?
They have to leave.
And you were saying, how many times have you said that? Of course, it's true. I mean,
It's on my website. The sheriff is the ultimate authority in his county. The sheriff does not report to the president. He does not report to the United States Congress. He does not report to some bureaucrat for the EPA or FDA. He reports to the people who put him in office. And the ultimate power is we the people. In America, that's how it's supposed to work.
Well, I agree. And Alex had the sheriff on the show a couple days ago, and he recommended he should run for Congress. Of course, that makes sense to carry the banner and be an icon for standing up for the Constitution. But actually, most of these congressmen are so malleable, so bought off by these interests. Yeah. The sheriff can stand up individually as an army of one, not to get physical,
right,
not to get violent, but
right,
to draw the line in the sand and say this is not going to happen.
I'm glad you brought that up, because this is not a call to arms. This, in fact, what we can do with the sheriff's doing this is guarantee that this movement will remain peaceful. That's another thing I've said the whole time. This is the solution, my dear friends. You're seeing it in action. And, you know, even the National Sheriff's Association agreed with Sheriff Simpson. Oh, you know, we don't want to cause ruffle any feathers, and we need to go along with these people. And, oh, yeah, we don't really work for the federal government, and we don't enforce federal laws per se. But, you know, we need to set a good example. These people are all bought off, And, you know, they get millions of dollars from the federal government and grants, and, you know, they try to bribe them with all these grants and whatnot. But the thing of it is, we're seeing sheriffs that are really concerned. None of these sheriffs wanted this fight. I didn't want the fight when I took on the Clintons. But they bring it to us, and we have to defend freedom. That's why we took the oath. And for Sheriff Simpson to say, we don't have to keep our oaths, we just have to enforce whatever the federal government says, that's an absolute lie. It's wrong. And I really admire these sheriffs are standing. I talked to Sheriff Mueller, who's standing. I talked to Sheriff Pyman from Kentucky, who are standing. I talked to Sheriff Palmer. Sheriff Palmer, who probably made the best letter of all of these, said he will not tolerate any of this gun control in his county. He's right. He's absolutely right. And guess who was our sheriff of the year for the CSPOA? And folks, we want you to get involved with our CSPOA. Go to CSPOA.org. I hope you'll have that up on the screen. I know you'll have it on your website. But this is where we've been making all of this happen. And if you want to support this movement for freedom at the local level, forget about Washington, D.C. These sheriffs are proving that this is the solution, that we can make Washington, D.C. tyranny irrelevant. And we take back America county by county and sheriff by sheriff.
It is the solution, and that's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Police Officers Association. Yep. And A, you've got a new DVD from a big conference you had last year with, what, over 100 sheriffs?
Yes, we've had two conventions with now over 160 sheriffs in attendance. A lot of these sheriffs who are standing were at our convention. Many of them are coming on board just as fast as they can. A lot of them are calling now and said, hey, we wanted to come to your convention, and how do we get involved in the next? We literally have sheriffs asking us, when's the next CSPOA convention? And a lot of these people are speaking. These sheriffs are actually the speakers and the ones presenting the truth at our conventions. And what do we really know now that these incidents, all these shooting incidents happen? Sheriff Pyman just alluded to it. Mm. The sheriff's office cannot be there in time to protect you. Calling 911 is what every one of these shooting incidents did. Did they get there in time to stop it? No, we have to have availability to arms. We are the militia, as mentioned in as exemplified by the right of Paul Revere and as mentioned in the Second Amendment. We the people. What better way to do this than by defending neighbors, and teachers being involved in this process to make sure our children are safe. Anybody who pretends that more gun control or getting rid of high-capacity guns or assault rifles, which is a misnamed thing anyway, anybody who pretends to you that you're going to be safer that way is a liar.
And what is the response time in cities where you're not allowed to carry a gun, like Chicago? What's the response time in Detroit that's collapsing, where if you don't have a firearm, you could be killed? I've read stories where they don't respond for 5 hours. I think in one case, not till the next day on a murder.
Yeah. Well, there was a Williams girl in Washington, D.C. who sued because the police weren't there in time to protect her. And that's when they came up with this case law that said, well, you can't. Even though they were incompetent, you can't sue them for it and get money. They have no lawful or legal obligation to protect you. Okay, then you protect yourself. And now Washington, D.C. has the case, a Supreme Court case that says they don't have an obligation to protect you, and we're going to take away your ability to protect yourself. That's absurd. In my book, The Magic of Gun Control, we list all those problems with that. Yes, Magic of Gun Control portrays the truth about what's going on today, and I wrote it a year ago. And so the magic of gun control is simply this. There is no magic in gun control. You have to protect yourself. And the Second Amendment is a guarantee that the government will stay out of the issue of regulating your right to keep and bear arms and your right to self-defense. Follow the Founding Fathers. Do not follow these politicians today. And I am so proud of these sheriffs that are siding with America and siding with the Constitution and siding with the Founding Fathers.
And you know these issues, but I want to make sure the viewers know what's going on. You were talking about Sheriff Tim Mueller. He's from Linn County, Oregon. Okay. Other Oregon sheriffs are standing up. He sent a letter to Joe Biden, in part telling him, we are Americans. We must not allow, nor shall we tolerate, the actions of criminals, no matter how heinous, to prompt politicians to enact laws that will infringe upon the liberties of responsible citizens. Any federal regulation enacted by Congress, by executive order, or by the president offending the constitutional rights shall not be enforced by me or my deputies, nor will I permit the enforcement of unconstitutional regulations. And that is the message. Yeah. And that's why we have this sheriff's line, do not cross image
that.
Here.
I love that.
Very symbolic.
That is so perfect. That is the symbolism. I love that. You guys are brilliant here. I don't know who came up with that, but you guys, Alex's employees and everybody that backs him up here, are absolutely brilliant. I loved when I saw that. And this is exactly the solution again. Sheriff's drawing the line, and I like how you use that because it shows the sheriff drawing the line, putting the tape up, and this is what every sheriff in the country should be doing. Hopefully, there's about 3,100 sheriffs in the country. Hopefully, by the end of this month, we're going to have about half of them on board with defending you, defending your rights, and defending the Constitution, and becoming true oath keepers, and standing for the Constitution, keeping their word. Can you imagine that? That we're actually putting the oath of office first now, and that we have sheriffs that will keep their word despite the pressures from Washington, D.C. to do just the opposite. And a lot of these sheriffs have said they're really ticked off that Barack Obama is trying to make criminals out of their citizens who simply own some of these weapons that they want to make criminal. What really concerns me also is that we still have Hillary Clinton and others working on a small arms treaty with the United Nations. So where does that take us? They're trying to take small arms through initiatives at the United Nations. United Nations troops are already here in America. Are they going to unleash them and have them come get all the guns? Because this pretty much puts all the guns on the list. And now we have sheriffs saying, you're not going to do that here. We don't care what laws you pass. You want to play with those little things in Washington, D.C.? That's fine. But you're not doing it in my county. As long as I'm the sheriff here, we will draw the line in the sand, and we draw the line with freedom.
And again, it's the best of times. It's the worst of times. Yes. Obama did his 23 executive orders this week. Just an outrage. But he's not done. They're doing this legislation. Yes. They're going to twist arms in Congress so they can get either the assault weapons ban or new background checks, whatever it is. We know it infringes
Let's look at what you're saying there. I want to focus on that. It's a very valid point. Look what Obama is doing right now. He's a lame duck president. He hasn't even started his second term yet, and he has started this much gun control, and he hasn't even started his second term yet?
Yeah.
What do you think's coming in the next year or two? He's announcing, he's made it clear. I don't know why he got back in, and I don't know how we did this, and we can always talk about that, but he's in there. And we have now a solution exemplified by these brave sheriffs keeping their word, these oath-keeper sheriffs, these CSPOA sheriffs. Again, get to our website, CSPOA.org, and become a member. Become part of this solution. It's working, folks. We told you guys it would work.
Isn't it amazing? I mean, you know, sometimes I got to admit it almost sounds dry to talk about this constitutional sheriff approach. But no, it's about that line in the sand. It's about jurisdiction. The founders were genius in that they tried to separate powers. They tried to create buffers. They tried to create a firewall so that you couldn't overtake the whole system all at once. You would have to buy off everyone in the system, and you can't buy off the sheriffs, not all of them.
Exactly. And I want to say to Sheriff Simpson, Sheriff Amerson, and Alabama and some of you others that are pro-Obama on this thing, you want to talk about the law? Let's talk about the law. You could give all the statistics about guns till hell freezes over. You can argue about those, even though it's very clear, like in Professor Lott's book, more guns equal less crime. Period. Look at the statistics in America. And look where gun crimes are the worst. Chicago, Detroit, Washington, D.C., New York. And where guns are most available and there's no gun control, gun crime is at its lowest. However, that doesn't matter. You look at the Constitution. You took an oath to it. And quite frankly, What Barack Obama is doing and all these other gun grabbers is against the law. Gun control in the United States of America is against the law. And for any of you to go along with Barack Obama or any other proposal to limit access to guns by law-abiding Americans is a crime. It's against the law.
It is, and it's so sickening what vultures they are seizing upon this tragedy. We all know it was underreported, but it was in the news that Feinstein was meeting with the ATF on these new regulations, her new assault weapons ban, on the day, before the day, the week of the election. They were waiting for something like Sandy Hook to happen, and like vultures, they swooped in, and on the backs of dead children. It's just it's nauseating.
The exploitation that they have taken advantage of to promote this gun control agenda is just absolutely shameless. I've been fighting Dianne Feinstein ever since I did the Brady Bill. She was a big supporter of it. And Charles Schumer, another one from New York, I debated him on CBS Morning News one time way back when. We've been fighting these people for so long, and now they've been kind of silent. But now this Aurora happens, and then now Sandy Hook, and they jump on it like hungry vultures. And that's exactly what these people are. They're lawless. These people have sworn to follow the Constitution. Are they doing it? And yet we have sheriffs saying that we should be on their side? No. We'll support the good sheriffs who are standing against this.
I want to talk about your case study, how you took it to the Supreme Court and fought. But first, I just want to point out, they are such hypocrites. Feinstein had a concealed carry. Schumer, all these guys have. But more than that, Obama weeping at the press conferences. Did you see the clip where after Alex went on Piers Morgan, his guests the next day say, oh, we ought to go shoot Alex, with the semi-auto.
Pop Alex.
They've called for murdering the NRA board, the NRA president. I thought these people were for peace.
Shooting the NRA president. There's a video game out. Imagine if a conservative put that out against Barack Obama or even somebody else. I mean, they would be arresting them.
But they're crying shame because the NRA points out that Obama's children go to school under armed guard.
So?
But they're calling for murder of people who want
to
uphold the Second Amendment.
His children do go to school under armed guard.
And many of them do,
Yeah. So, come on, let's get real here. No, it's such a joke. But, you know, what I am telling people now is don't do what I do or what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing the sheriffs not filing lawsuits. And I'm telling them, do not file suits on this. Draw the line, say no. Back when I did, it was 1994. I didn't see any other way out at the time. But there is not time nor money to do what I did. We don't have the time. The window is so small for us to take this stand now, like you said, worst of times, best of times. Mm-hmm. We have to take advantage of this time that we have and this opportunity to stand right now. We have to fight it right now. Don't take it to court. That will cost a lot of time and a lot of money, and they'll keep doing this more and more. They'll just do more. We need sheriffs doing the answer just right now, what it is, and that is standing and saying no, draw the line, you're not coming across that line. Freedom. Absolute American freedom.
Hey, maybe we need a Nancy Reagan campaign. Just say no.
Just say no.
It'll work a lot better than saying no to the drug war, which was, you know, manufactured for failure. We need to say no to tyranny, no to infringement.
That's right.
Shall not infringe. It's extremely clear.
Pretty simple to follow if you read it. And if you have any question about the first part, reference to the militia, look up what the militia was and what it is now. It's still volunteer citizens. It's still we the people.
Well, how many founders said, who is the militia? Are we not the militia? The militia is us. There's various versions.
George Mason quoted in my book. George Mason said, I asked, sir, what is the militia? He said, the whole body of the people. And then he gave the second part. To disarm the people is the best and most effectual way to enslave them. And your politicians are trying to enslave the American people with all this gun control. And we have good, honest American sheriffs that are trying to prevent it. And a couple here and there, sheriffs, political sheriffs, that are saying, oh, we have to go along with that. Oh, no, we don't. Hell no. This is America. We respect the rights and freedoms of every individual. And there is a legal process by which to amend the Constitution. And these politicians are saying they don't have to do it. They don't have to follow it. They can just violate the law with impunity. No, no, no. That's not America.
But I'm saying you can't violate the Second Amendment anyway. Self-defense is a natural right.
Even if you got rid of the Second Amendment,
you still
have the right.
A single-celled organism has self-defense.
That is correct.
Are we going to be lower than animals?
That's correct. The Second Amendment only guaranteed what we already had before our country was founded. You know, the Second Amendment didn't give us the right to keep and bear arms. So you're absolutely correct. But if they want to try to get rid of the Second Amendment, there is a lawful way to do it. But I still, even if they did, I still have the right to keep and bear arms.
But as you know, Sheriff, a whole Bill of Rights, we fought an entire war that they said could never be won against the British.
Correct.
It took, 8 years?
Correct.
Then they had the whole battle over getting the Constitution together. All the founding fathers from the different colonies, now states, argued over what was best.
Right.
And they still said this is not good enough. Tyranny will still crop up. It is virtually inevitable. We demand the Bill of Rights or we won't ratify the Constitution.
Yep.
And that was George Mason, Patrick Henry, and other fine founders.
Yeah. You know, the biggest radical who demanded the Bill of Rights was Patrick Henry.
Yeah.
You know, some of the founders even said, hey, Patrick, you're such a right-wing extremist, you know. It's the same thing we get called all the time. And sure enough, though, they had the they reconvened the Constitutional Convention 2 years after the Constitution was founded, and they said, we must have a Declaration of Rights. And what I really love about it is they argued about some of them, not on the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
That was automatic to them. They knew what it meant to freedom. They knew that it would be the ultimate check and balance and that we, the people, would always be in charge. How could we ever be in charge if we have to ask permission to own a gun?
I found the same thing because I reviewed as many quotes as I could in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter who the founder was, how much I might disagree with some of their stances individually.
Right.
Could not find one against the Second Amendment.
They all
have their own statements.
Agreed on the Second Amendment.
And most of them have multiple statements. It's just incredible.
Especially Patrick Henry and Thomas Jefferson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But even Alexander Hamilton, I disagree with his stance on central government and banking.
Totally.
He still completely 100% believed in the individual
Amendment.
Right to bear arms.
Yeah, Hamilton was a kind of a liberal back in those days and supported a big central government. But, you know, the other founding fathers won out. But I'll tell you what, Hamilton would be turning over in his grave if he could see what's going on today. He would never support this big of a government. This government is out of control. And, folks, I'm telling you right now, there is a solution. Sheriff by sheriff and county by county, we take back American freedom.
It's amazing, Sheriff. I mean, we really have been talking, you've been talking about it, but I've been interviewing you, other people have, and this has always been your message, but now it is timely, it's important. Yeah. Many more sheriffs vow not to enforce the federal gun control laws. When we had one sheriff stand up, one police chief, it became a flood of sheriffs saying, we stand with him, this is a clear violation of the oath to the Constitution.
Right.
And so we're not going to infringe.
Right.
And if we send that message from enough counties, even the feds are going to have to back off.
And a lot of the feds will go along with the sheriffs. And a lot of the federal agents, I know FBI agents, that totally support these sheriffs. And they don't support Barack Obama. They don't support gun control. There's a lot of good people that work for the federal government. Our beef is not necessarily with them. But again, this is a peaceful solution, folks. Join it. Let's stand together. Let's be part of this. This is a very historical time for us. And let me add this. This is probably the most critical time. No, I'm not going to say probably. This is absolutely the most critical time in American history since the Civil War. I'm not kidding. This is the most critical time. We are the generation right now deciding if we're going to go along with a communist agenda that's going on in Washington, D.C. right now, or if we're going to maintain and preserve our constitutional republic. This is America. We have fighters now, standing, boots on the ground, sheriffs that have joined this movement. Everything that you've been asking for on this program with Alex and all the people that support InfoWars and this network and Genesis, we have a solution in progress. Join it and stand behind your sheriff. If your sheriff hasn't joined this yet, call him and get him going on this, or her. You out in Sheriff Simpson's County in Oregon. You need to set her straight. She works for you. We've got a lot of good sheriffs in Oregon. We've got a lot of good sheriffs all across this country who are realizing and answering the call to step up and stop this. Now, we need to get behind them.
That's powerful, Sheriff. Let me ask you this extra question, though. Obviously, we know a lot of people are going to say no, stand their ground to an outright ban. Do we also have the posing tyranny of a piecemeal approach where, oh, it's only a background check. Oh, it's only a CDC study on gun control. What do they have to do with anything? Oh, it's only Obamacare doctors asking their patients if they have guns in their homes, right, and then profiling them supposedly on long mental health lines. What do you see coming along those lines if only the executive orders
I see
pursued?
Exactly what Hitler did. That's what I see. Hitler didn't do it all in one day. Do you know what he did first? He had registration. Mm-hmm. And he said, this will make us safer. He had the same promise that we're doing now. And did he line up children to help him with his little propaganda schemes? Absolutely. If you look at what Barack Obama is doing and you look what Adolf Hitler did, you draw your own conclusions. I'm not going to draw them for you. You draw your own conclusions. Look at what's going on. This piecemeal approach and this Fabianistic debauchery that Washington, D.C. uses, and especially Barack Obama, he's an expert at it. He's doing exactly what we knew he was going to do. And now, because of this, you can't even hardly buy ammo and guns anymore, because we know this guy's a gun grabber. We know this guy's a communist. We know who he's acting like. And by the way, gun control is still against the law in America. You know what? They didn't have that back in those days. And England doesn't have a Second Amendment. We do here. Our founding fathers knew what they were talking about. And this incremental approach to taking away our rights has got to stop right now. And finally, there's local officials waking up and seeing what's going on. And this thing about a background check, nope, I oppose those too. You know why? Because that's an infringement on law-abiding citizens. When, don't fall into any of their traps about, oh, well, isn't this a good idea? Maybe some of them are good ideas, but I'm not going to destroy the Second Amendment because somebody has some good idea about what they think I should do to go through these cattle chutes, or that doctors should turn in people who own guns. As soon as a doctor asks me if I own a gun, it'll be the last time I go to that doctor, and I'll answer him, well, probably with a single finger salute. I'm not telling anybody what kind of guns I own. I thought that was a mistake that Alex made on Pierce Morgan, telling me he has guns. I don't care. Pierce, it's none of your business what kind of gun I own. It's none of your business if I own a gun at all. And what kind of gun I own is up to me. You know why? Because I'm a law-abiding citizen and I'm a Texan.
But it's the man in the arena, and I salute Alex for that appearance, because he put him on notice.
Oh, yeah.
And really, I think, broke the trance, because there's so many good Second Amendment people, but they go along with that smooth talking, everybody's calm. This is not a time to be calm, and that doesn't mean violent, but it does mean stand your ground for the rights.
And Alex, you know, he said, if you try to do this, 1776 is coming back. Absolutely. Absolutely true. But you know what, folks? We have a window of opportunity here, to keep this peaceful. And if you get your sheriffs on board, what these other sheriffs are doing, these sheriffs are guaranteeing that we can do this in a peaceful manner. What more do you want? Get involved in this process, for heaven's
sake. It's the best solution. And people are going
to have to do more. Let me reiterate. We have to do more. You guys are doing more. Alex is doing more. I'm doing more. My son is doing more. My wife is doing more. We spend 15 to 20 hours a day on this every day. We're asking you now to join with us in this holy cause of liberty, as Patrick Henry called it. This is the holy cause of liberty today, and standing together and defending freedom is as important today as it was in 1776. Let's make it to where we don't force our children and grandchildren to have to fight this when we can stand now.
Thank you, Sheriff. I just want to quickly back you up that when you said Nazi, that is not an inflammatory word. Hitler's not. All these tyrants disarmed their populations and then created genocide. The American Revolution was started over disarmament at Lexington.
Right.
You and I know we were there for the starting meeting of the Oath Keepers, that April 19th, 1775 moment.
Yep.
And we have to say no to disarmament. It just goes hand in hand with tyranny. And so we appreciate what we're doing. Again, the CSPOA DVD is out. We're going to carry it. We're going to try to get a deal on that. And it's a complete educational resource with yourself.
Yeah, every one of you should get that DVD set. Every one of you will see the actual convention we had with our constitutional sheriffs, some chiefs of police, and county commissioners. You want all of those people on board. You need to see this DVD for yourself. Get involved, and you can get all of these products right here at Alex's.
But it's more than a DVD, because that education on the sheriffs is why we're seeing them standing up now.
Yeah.
And it's the stuff that you and Stuart Rhodes and so many others have done. It's amazing, and I appreciate
first,
your work.
I actually first wrote about sheriffs and peace officers keeping their oath in 1994. Yeah. That's how long I've been fighting for this. And seeing it happen now is so gratifying, and I thank you for bringing this to the American people.
Thank you, Sheriff Mack. Yeah. And that is all for tonight's InfoWars Nightly News. If you like the message we're spreading, you can support us financially at PrisonPlanet.tv. It also gives you access to an information library you can share with up to 10 other people. You can buy the books and videos, too, to support us. If you don't like what we're doing, you better go do it your way, but you better do it now, because the hour's upon us. We have to fight to preserve and restore this republic. Get out there now and spread the word. Let's stop them from infringing on our rights. We'll be back next week. Good night.